Let's begin. Place both feet flat on the floor, hands resting softly in your lap. Allow your body to relax gently into the seat while keeping your spine tall and open. When you are ready, gently close your eyes. We'll start with three cleansing breaths, in through the nose, and out through the mouth. Feel the breath filling your chest and belly, your ribs, your back. Notice the air as it enters your nose and imagine it traveling through your body, nourishing every part of you. Good. Now allow your breath to return to its natural rhythm, in and out through the nose. Imagine now that you are standing outside a very old apothecary, a small wooden shop with warm light glowing through dusty windows. The sign above the door creaks gently in the wind. You reach for the brass handle and slowly step inside. The air is filled with soft, earthy scents, dried herbs hanging from wooden beams, lavender, clove, rosemary, and something sweet you cannot quite name. Glass bottles line the shelves from the floor to ceiling, each one carefully labeled in faded handwriting. Some hold powders, some oils, some tiny treasures collected over many years. Notice the calmness of this place. Nothing rushed, nothing loud, only quiet care and gentle attention. A space where people once came when they were tired, overwhelmed, grieving, or uncertain. A place where healing was not always loud or dramatic, but thoughtful, patient, and personal. Imagine an old pharmacist moving slowly through the room, carefully measuring ingredients, selecting bottles with care, listening deeply before offering comfort. Not every remedy comes from medicine alone. Sometimes the remedy is rest, warm tea, fresh air, a conversation, a good cry, a familiar song, the feeling of being understood. Now gently begin to wonder what brings comfort to you. What helps soften difficult days? What helps you feel safe, calm, or steady again? Perhaps it is something simple. The smell of coffee, a blanket, rain on the windows, the sound of waves, a pet curled beside you, a walk, silence, laughter. Imagine walking slowly along the shelves of this apothecary, noticing bottles with labels written just for you. Patience, stillness, hope, courage, sleep, connection, gentleness. Perhaps there are remedies here you have forgotten you already carry within you. Take a quiet moment now to think about the things your mind, body, and heart may need more of lately. Not what the world demands from you, not what you think you should need, but what genuinely restores you, what helps you return to yourself when life feels heavy. Now let's take three more deep breaths, in through the nose, and out through the mouth, feeling the breath fully and deeply. Making sure to breathe into your chest and belly, your ribs, your back. Still keeping these words in our heads, we can begin to come back to the space. Bring your awareness back to your body, feeling the seat on the chair, noticing the temperature of the air on our skin, hearing any sounds, all while keeping these visuals in your head. Both feet flat on the floor, hands in your lap. Give your toes and fingers a wiggle, feeling your mind come back fully to your body as you do. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes.